Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
With this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was, let's talk about it, Tuesday church full day. And we continued the conversation about the event that took place at the Oscars on Sunday. Yes, when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock for talking about and making a joke about his wife Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. Well, thank God things had moved along from the initial comments and actions. And there were some apologies that took place. And we started off with Will's apology. And he says, violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I acted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line, and I was wrong. I am embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. Oh, and that was taking the high road. And lo and behold, what has not been so publicized is the Chris Rock apology. As a comedian, it can be difficult to understand which lines are to be crossed and which ones aren't. Last night, I crossed the line that I shouldn't have and paid the enormous price of my reputation as a renowned comedian. Comedy is never about poking fun at or making light of people with major ordeals happening in their lives. Comedy is about using real-life circumstances to create laughter and bring light to an otherwise dark world. With that said, I sincerely apologize to my friends Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, and the rest of the Smith family for the disrespect and disregard I displayed, which was unfortunately broadcast for the world to see. I hope that with time, forgiveness can come of this situation and we can all be better, more considerate people in the end. Chris Rock. And I want to say a hearty amen to both men stepping up to the plate and just apologizing as they were supposed to. You know, you did something and you weren't at your best, and you need to take ownership. And, you know, that's the issue here. Can we take ownership for our behavior when we cause someone to act in a manner in which is not befitting? Now, you know, some may say, you know, he apologized for this reason. I'm sorry, he slapped Chris for this reason or that reason, and, you know, this is this and this is that. And, you know, okay, so even if all of that is true, again, we salute these two gentlemen, and, you know, this is what we need to display, a level of unity and forgiveness. And we pray that, you know, as we go forward, you know, it would drop off the way it needs to, at least from the two of them. Because we know this world is not going to forget that event. And it has already been said, no, we ain't never going to forget this. We ain't never going to forget that. Oh, we will never. We'll be joking about this for years and years and years to come. And we know that the world is what the world is. And the world ain't never going to let nothing go. But how do we move forward as a people? How do we move forward, you know, as citizens in the kingdom of God here on earth? You know, let's help the movement. Okay? All right. Well, that was yesterday's conversation. And today is Wow Wednesday. Now, we are already at Wow Wednesday again. I just remember talking to Vivian a couple days ago, and here we are again. God has brought us safely through the first part of the week, and here we are in the middle, what they call hump day. And a lot of people have difficulty getting through this day because it's, you know, it's halfway past the first part of the week, and now I got to get through this day to get through the rest of the week. But we don't worry about that, because we take that time to give God thanks. We don't concern ourselves with how are we gonna, because we got to do time with Pastor Steph, and we've got the best crew available to us that keep us laughing, that keep us thinking, that keep us stimulated, and good, bad, right, wrong, and indifferent, because everything that comes across in this broadcast is not right, okay? Everybody ain't right here. You know, we do have our times when we are off the mark, but here's the best part I like to say about it. You know, God will reveal himself. God will ultimately show whether he's right or whether he's wrong. You know, and I don't mean he as in God. I mean, I should say, so let me say it this way, whether he's right or she's wrong, or she's right or he's wrong. You know, God will reveal the truth. The truth will always come out. You know, I have somebody who's been calling me, and, you know, they've been saying, oh, you know, so-and-so's been doing wrong, and so-and-so's been manipulative, and, you know, what do you teach, and what do you believe, you know, how things will, you know, go forward? And I said, listen, God reveals the truth all the time. You know, as the streets would say, what don't come out in the wash comes out in the rinse. You know, what goes around comes around. You reap what you sow, the Bible says. You know, what's in the dark will always be brought to light. You know, I don't worry about that. I don't worry about that. You know, I don't worry about, well, so-and-so is manipulative, and so-and-so is doing this, and so-and-so did it that way and so-and-so did it the opposite way. You know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is God's going to show who he is. Guess what? In real time. Ooh. Ooh, that's how they say it, right? In real time. So, you don't have to worry about how you're going to get through the week. Because all you got to do is tune into a due time with Pastor Steph. You get everything you're supposed to get and then some. All right? So tell a friend. Make sure you tell a friend that a due time with Pastor Steph is, you know, is on a regular basis. Pastor Steph is on 24 hours a day. The due time crew is on 24 hours a day on many, many platforms. There's really not many platforms that we're not on. I have ensured that I have registered us everywhere. And I got to tell you, we ended up being on a couple of platforms that I didn't even put us on. Yes. So that's, you know, God will see to it that his word is going to spread. God's going to see to it that his word goes abroad. I just had to remind someone that we are on in over 40 countries. Now, what is that to say about 10 or 11 people who was in the United States only? That you may have been a Facebook minister or a local, you know, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island minister. You know, you're a minister in your own community. And here it is, God puts you on a platform that sends you soaring into over 40 countries. I don't even know where we are now. It's, you know, 48 was the last count. That's almost 50 countries. Well, man, we can do that if we try. So, you know, we don't worry about, you know, at least I don't. I don't worry about being heard. You know, some people, they get upset if you don't invite them to speak. No, that's all right, because I always say, listen, I don't need to be with. If you don't invite me, I'm actually okay. Because God will have me speak where he wants my voice to be. I don't worry about that. I've been left out. I've been ignored. I've been overlooked. But I say, that's man's way of looking at it. That's not God's way of looking at it. Because when God wants you to speak, you're going to speak. When God wants you to be heard, you're going to be heard. When God wants you to hear something, you're going to hear it. So, hey, let's enjoy this Is Due Time with Pastor Steph experience. And let's celebrate who God is. All right? So, you know, let's go get that healthy breakfast as we take this break. Let's go tell somebody that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And make sure you go nowhere, because we're going to be right back.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easterseals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easterseals.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning to you again. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And it is Wow Wednesday. And you know how we do Wednesdays over here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. It is officially Women's Day. Yes. 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 And we are so happy and grateful to God that he has ushered us into the middle of the week. Yeah. Can you believe we're at Wednesday already, though? Ooh, this week just flies. It's flying by. So let's take some time to give God thanks and enjoy our morning with one another. And let's say good morning to our girlfriend, Vivian. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning. Happy Wow Wednesday. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well, thanks, Viv. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
That's good. What you got for us today?
Okay, today on Socially Conscious, we're going to take a look at those COVID numbers. Top five states with the highest COVID cases in the last 7 days are California, still holding that number one spot with 20,851 cases. That is a decrease of over 8,000 cases since last week's report. Texas is number two with 16,965 cases. That is a decrease of over 1,000 cases since last week. New York State is number three with 11,541 cases. That is an increase of over 3,000 cases since last week. Florida is number four with 9,845. They saw an increase of over 1,000 cases since last week. And number five is New York City with 9,434 cases. That is, however, a decrease of over 270,000 cases since New York City was in our top five back in January. So as we can see, I would say some pretty decent numbers this week. Three out of the top five states saw decreases since their last time being in the top five. New York State and Florida saw some increases. But in my opinion, they're not that dramatic. And we know that there are some spring break activities going on here and there. So I would say not too shabby. And in some local news, New York City court system is being flooded with eviction cases. Reports say that more than 200,000 families are fighting to stay in their homes. According to the numbers, this is double the amount from this time last year. Reports say that ever since the eviction pause has expired in January, now their biggest concern is homelessness. They are calling this a eviction tsunami. And, of course, in today's fashion, there is a lack of legal aid going on, and thousands of tenants are forced to go through this eviction process without representation. So the powers that be, including Manhattan Borough President, they are working on passing a law that will kind of slow down these processes so that these tenants can make sure that they have legal representation, since it's being so hard for them to find lawyers. So they're trying to slow down everything, and the landlords and their representation are fighting back. And this is just a messy situation because, of course, the landlords want their properties back so they can go back to receiving income for these properties. And you have these people who are just falling short and they can't pay their rent or their mortgage or what have you. So this is definitely right now a lose-lose situation. Either they're going to rush the process and people are going to be evicted, or they're going to slow down these processes and the landlords are going to lose. Speaking of homelessness, I think I have a story that gives the treehouse homeless man that we spoke about recently a run for his money. A group of tenants in the Bronx have asked for help with a homeless man who has been living in their stairwell of their apartment building for the last 2 years. They're saying that he owns, quote unquote, owns the fifth and sixth floor stairwell of an apartment building in the Bronx. One tenant says, quote, he has the sixth floor and the fifth floor, so he has a duplex. It's pretty nice and comfortable for him. He has comforters and all types of things of that nature there.
Oh,
I think
God.
I even saw him order Uber Eats a few times. Tenant said that they have seen this man completely naked in the staircase with blood dripping down his arm. He often has friends coming over to spend the night having, quote-unquote, parties in the stairwell. They have just kind of tried to work around his schedule. Like, they'll try not to be out in the halls or walk past him when they know that he's there. They'll try to come out when they know he's out. It's just been a mess. They said that they have called police, and when the police officers come, he would leave. And when they leave, he comes right back. So this man has set up shop, and he ain't going nowhere. lastly, we have the Don't Say Gay bill. So if you haven't heard, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill named Don't Say Gay, which basically has been put in place to stop classroom instruction and discussion on sexual orientation or gender identity. It says, quote, classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in certain grade levels or in specified manner is no longer allowed. The bill, the bill allows parents to sue a school district at the district's expense if they believe the measure is not being enforced. All this comes from an incident that happened back in 2020 as a mother and father fought with their 13-year-old child about his or her gender. Reports say the child wanted to identify as non-binary and change their name to reflect how they felt. And the parents said no, but felt as though the school helped undermine them basically by supporting the child and asking questions like what bathroom the child wanted to use. The parents say the school helped the child transition without informing them. So now we have this bill, which, of course, the LGBTQ community is against, saying that this is discrimination and whatnot. I say it's about time, and I say keep this bill moving throughout the nation. But what do y'all say? And now for our wow story of the week. I usually try to keep the wow story light and funny, but this one really caught my attention because it was completely idiotic. So a baby has just lost his life because mother and father could not figure out how to adjust the car seat straps. So out in Indianapolis, 35-year-old Megan Ford has been arrested after her baby died from asphyxia. Ms. Ford said she knew the straps were too tight days prior to the death of the child when she took Kai, that was the baby's name, to his doctor's appointment. The mother explained and demonstrated how she would have to slide the baby down in the car seat to get the shoulder straps on the baby. The father's excuse was, this is my first and only child. He also knew that the car seat straps were too tight, saying he could barely get him into the car seat, but he also did not know how to adjust the car seat straps. The police report says the baby was born weighing 4 pounds, 14 ounces, and that the car seat has not been adjusted since. The baby's most recent weigh-in was at 8 pounds and 2 ounces during his most recent wellness check. It's reported that the baby was found with blood coming from his nose and mouth and appeared bluish in color after a 12 to 15 minute drive from their house to her mother's house. Ms. Ford says the car seat was a gift from her mother, and she was on the way to have her mother adjust the seat when the baby died. This is definitely a very sad story, and I just don't understand how something like this happens with all this technology we have in the world. Neither of the nearly 40-year-old parents of this baby could figure out how to adjust the straps of the car seat. With blood coming out of his nose and his mouth, that means those straps had to have been very, very tight. And they drove around for days with this baby in the car seat. Well, she has been charged with neglect of a dependent resulting in serious bodily harm, but has been released on $10,000 bond. Just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But this has been Vivian with Socially Conscious, giving you the news that we are following. And remember, if you have any wild stories you would like to submit, please feel free to direct message me on my Facebook. My username there is Vivian BM. And come back every Wednesday to find out if your story has been chosen. Thank you, as always, to our loyal listeners. And thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Vivian. Okay, I just need some clarification, please. On the Don't Say Gay bill. Now, I understand that it stemmed from the two parents who was battling the child who was mm-hmm. supported by the school to mm-hmm. identify as binary. Am I saying that right?
Non-binary, yes.
Non-binary. I'm sorry. I knew something was missing. Non-binary and changing the name and stuff like that. But how does the Don't Say Gay bill fit that? Who's not supposed to say gay? I'm sorry. I'm just not catching that.
I don't know why they named it that. In my opinion, it doesn't really fit the bill, but that's what they're calling it. And they're just saying not to talk about it in school. And they're stopping it where,
okay.
you know, usually the kids are protected in the school from the school having to say anything to the parents when it comes to that type of stuff. So now with this bill, at least in Florida, the school is no longer protected from hiding these things from the parents. So they're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to support it and not tell the parents. And it opens the door for parents to be able to sue the school district if they feel as though something like this is happening with their child.
Okay. Thank you. I thought I got that part, but then I was lost with the title of the bill. Okay. Thank you so much. These are some good things. This is some good stuff you brought us this week, as always. But this is some good chatter. Good work, Vivian. Thank you so
for
giving us our Socially Conscious segment this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Ooh, we got some room for chatter this morning. Oh, my goodness. Vivian always gives us some good stuff. All right, let's say good morning. We got to talk to the ladies. Let's say good morning to our Elder Nikesha Moore. Good morning, Elder Nikesha.
Good morning. How are you today?
How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. No complaints. God is faithful, and it's always a blessing to be on with my girls.
All right. So happy to have you. All right. Minus our final wild story, as always. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Let's talk about the No Say Gay bill, Don't Say Gay bill. I think that this is a step in the right direction. I've always been against the school system taking, you know, the privilege to be able to discuss things with our children that may not be in agreement with the moral and ethical values of the home. And so I do think that the same way, right, there was a separation between church and state where we were, you know, able to remove prayer out of the schools. Well, I think then if we can take prayer out of the schools based on the fact that it's controversial and there are some children whose parents don't subscribe to the idea of prayer, well, then the same thing is what's being applied here right now. We're saying, well, listen, we don't want our kids to be subjected to any conversations around, you know, gender or different gender orientations and things of that nature, because it could potentially be going against some of the ethical and moral values of our home and of our family structure. So I love that, you know, that this is a bill that potentially can be spread across states.
Amen. Amen. I am so glad as well to see, you know, something going in the right direction, as you say. You know, we covered a story about when the children at kindergarten and first grade, they were able to actually go up in the school and say, you know what, I think I'm this, and I want to change my name. And the school would be able to do it and then, you know, make that change and submit it and follow through with that, and never was responsible for contacting the parents. And I'm like, well, what kind of mess is this?
Yeah.
Where you,
that's
as
crazy,
a school, yeah, can take this type of control away,
mm-hmm,
from a parent, and now a 5 or a 6 year old can now call the shots, you know, on their life. And so this here, especially in the state of Florida, when I was working, I was a human resource administrator for almost 20 years. Some of the most liberal states was Massachusetts, mm-hmm, California, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Those were some of the top three. Those were three of the top liberal states, and anything went. If they sneezed,
right,
too hard, they were able to pass a bill. If they went this way, they were able to pass a bill. Whether it made sense or not, they could pass a bill. It didn't matter. So to see this actually happen in Florida, I'm with you 100%. This is really, really a win for the,
yeah,
parents, especially those of us who are Christian parents who subscribe to train up a child in the way they should go according to biblical standards.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the idea of being able to allow the parents to be parents and to allow the school,
right,
structure to be the structure,
right,
and kind of,
right,
set back in order, because I think, you know, the lines got convoluted somewhere along the way where school began to have more authority than even,
right,
the parents did. Right.
That's right.
And so
that's right.
To correct this balance, I think this is the first step, you know, toward that. And, you know, we've, on this show, we've talked a lot, right, just with, like, come on, parents, what is going on? And identifying your responsibility to govern your child. And so this is really a major win. For a long time, you know, I've been critical of parents saying, listen, you have a child age, a school age child, and the school is able to introduce your kids to things that you don't want to introduce them
right,
to.
Right,
and
right.
And you're not saying nothing about it. That's a problem.
Right,
so I am so happy about this. Oh, this is a win for parents. Okay, parents, you're doing something.
Right, right, right. Open up your mouths. You've been given the ability to open up your mouths and take control back. And if you don't feel that this is going right, and this probably comes from also a group of parents who got tired of all of this and made enough noise. So come on, parents, I'm in 100% agreement with Elder Nitisha. Let's raise the roof. Take this roof off these schools and let them know they cannot have your child before
That's
you.
Right.
They cannot overshadow or overrule what you have going on in your home. So I agree with you 100%. Let's get this. Let's start with Florida, and let's move this into all of the other states. And, and just make it happen. Just make it happen. Thank you so much, Elder and our teacher, for being with us this morning. We're so happy to have you with us. Oh, let's say good morning to our Lady Tamika. Good morning, Lady Tamika. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, our ladies, and, of course, where would we be without our listeners?
All right. Happy to have you with us today. What are you talking about this morning?
So I had my mother's sister used to live in an apartment, and she lived on the fifth floor. And a lot of times the elevators were pretty busy, And so, I would just run up the stairs, but I'm just having the imagery of me getting up to the fifth floor, and I got a key, and I'm trying to get in the house, and before I could get up there, I got to see, whomever, you got a tarp, you got your belongings, I can't even get up the stairwell because you decided to camp into an apartment, not paying, everybody else is paying rent, and, and you just decide you're going to live there. And I mean, just the atrocity of coming up the stairs and I'm seeing your naked behind on the top of the stairwell just chilling out. I'm completely like losing my mind. And I get it that you have to find a place to stay, but that's not one of the places that I would imagine seeing you, And then my thing is, I get it. Like I said, you're living there, but can you put on some clothes, please?
You know, Lady Tamika, what I say to myself, everything is getting to the desperate state. That this is the thing. As we go through these news stories, it is showing that this world is getting more desperate and desperate and desperate. And we're seeing things that we couldn't imagine, we never thought. And, okay, so you have found a place in the stairwell. What happened to humility? You got friends over. You got parties. You naked. What happened to just being, I know I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't want people to begin to complain about my existence here. So let me just, be a little humble and have my little stuff over in the corner. What happened to being humble and quiet and silent, Tamika? Why? I don't know. What happened?
You got people delivering food to where you live. You having a party. You got people coming by. You setting up shop. I'm just like, my thing is, I don't know that particular complex, but most apartments has that concept. You have the front door that you have the key, and then you have the second door. So who's letting you in on a daily basis so that you can get in the building? Or is this one of those buildings where there's no middle door?
I don't know, because you rarely see that now. Years ago, you would see most buildings, you just push the door open. But now you really don't go to many apartment buildings and there's not a locked door where you have to be buzzed in or something like that. And like I said, I'm listening to Vivian and I'm like, yo, really? When she said that because he occupies the fifth and the sixth floor stairwell.
You got two floors.
He got a duplex. I'm sorry. It's just like I said, it's just like what everybody just busting wild. It's just like, yo, this is just amazing. It is amazing. And like you said, you know, it's just, where does it stop? Where does it end? Where do we draw the line? And, you know, when she said that they were trying to work around his schedule, can you imagine? I'm paying rent, but I'm working around your schedule. So I don't know. I don't know, Lady Tamika. You know, this is just, like I said, you know, it's just everybody just busting wild, stretching loose. It just doesn't matter. And, again, you know, God bless, you know, those who don't have a home. You know, okay, would I be, like, really, really mad if I found somebody in a building, you know, on the, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't lived in a building in almost 30 years. So I don't know how I would feel if I found, you know, someone on the staircase, if he was just like over in his little corner and he was like, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, you know, humble, you know, being there when you go past him. But when you didn't bust out with all of this, I don't know. I do not know. I don't know. Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate you being on with us. We'll be back to chatter. Where my Pastor Kim? Where is Pastor Kim Brooks? Good morning, Pastor Kim. Pastor Kim, you talking to the mute button?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are
you this morning? Well, thank you.
I am well. Thank you for asking. How are you all?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm doing well. Okay, Pastor Kim.
Good.
What are we talking about this morning, minus our little last wow story as always? What are we talking about? What are we talking about today?
Well, I guess I'm going to talk about the Florida law being passed. Because, you know, I think that, you know, it's very important that parents be parents, you know, because a lot of times you have in the school system where the school is pretty much raising the kids because you spend a multitude of time and hours with the children, and that does not necessarily make it right, or it does not give a school the right to, you know, just override a parent's right, you know, to be able to teach the children certain things. So it's very important that laws are put into place for that very reason. So I totally agree. I totally agree with that. And I think it's awesome. And it had to start somewhere. And with Florida
all
being
right,
so big, you know, that's a big step in the right direction.
Absolutely, Pastor Kim, absolutely. We're so glad to have you on with us this morning. Thank you for joining us. I want to talk, ladies, about our wow story. Now, this is really, really kind of off-kilter here because there's some things that's not quite jiving, as Vivian so pointed out. And you have this 35-year-old parents or so, and the baby was born at 4 pounds, and they received the car seat from grandma, her mom, and the baby has been transported in this car seat back and forth without the initial, the way the initial straps have been situated for, you know, when they packed the car seat, has never been adjusted for the baby that's riding in it. So instead, the baby is being pulled in, put in and pulled out, you know, in a very uncomfortable manner. It's been riding, Vivian said, 12 to 15 minutes at a time, you know, in this restraint that's too tight, and at the current weight of 8 pounds. So you're talking about clothing as well as the increased weight and size of the child, and because simply because neither one of them knew how to adjust the straps. What kind of craziness is this? Where's YouTube when you need it? Really? Come on, Lady Tamika. What are we talking about this morning? How crazy is this?
Now, you know, okay, I get it. You know, this is your first child. Maybe you don't, you know, these contraptions, I'm going to say contraptions, because a lot of times there are a lot of, you know, different things that you have to do with car seats, strollers, you know. But my thing is, does grandma have a full-time job that you couldn't call her and say, listen, can you help me out? Can you show me how to do this stroller, you know, or the car seat? You know, my thing is, you obviously know that there's an issue when you're pushing the baby in from the bottom of the car seat to pull them up through, you know. So obviously I've never seen a car seat work that way, you know. And so why not stop, take the time out to figure it out? If you can't find it out on the internet, then call her and say, Ma, I'm having difficulty with the car seat. Can you show me how to, can you stop for a moment to show me how it is that I can put this baby in, as opposed to now we no longer have a life of a child because you know, what is that, pride? You were too big, you know, to ask questions and find out what the deal was?
Oh, Lady Tamika, I have no clue what is going on and what your real excuse between the two brains. Now, we ain't even talking about no single parents here. We're talking about the two brains. Pastor Kim, whatever happened to the instructions that come with the car seat?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, where are the instructions that come with the car seat? Where is YouTube, Google, or what have you? I mean, we can go on YouTube and Google anything
yep.
that you don't know. I'm telling you, YouTube will show you, will walk you through step to step or what have you. You know, I mean, you could, Tamika said, how about call the daughter and ask her, you know, look here, I'm trying to fix this thing. I'm trying to work this here seat, and I'm having a problem. You know, I need you to come over here because this is serious. I can't have this baby. If I was a grandmama, I would be in grandma mode. Look, I can't have my baby in this seat and not in here properly. You know, anything could happen. I need you to get on over here and get this chair together for my baby. Come on now. I'm just saying.
You're right.
That's the reason of making car seats, for children to be and babies to be secured while they're riding in the car. That's the whole purpose of it. So I'm lost.
Ah, we all are, Pastor Kim. Elder Natisha, what seems to be the breakdown?
brain cells. First of all, I mean, and my thought is throw the whole daggone car seat away. If it's malfunctioning, if it's not working, before I would jeopardize my child and put my child in a car seat that I got to squeeze it into, we're throwing the whole daggone car seat away and going and getting the new. And if one of us we got to take Ubers, if we got to take taxis or whatever we got to do before, you know, I would slot my baby into something that has the potential of squeezing it to death, to the point of death. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. That's neglect. That is a lack of, I don't understand what kind of love that is. How is that even love for that child? The moment
absolutely.
That you had to slide your baby into something and you saw it pressing against that child's chest, I'd have been like, nope, I'm good. We gonna call somebody. Somebody got to come get us because we not getting in this car seat.
Absolutely.
I don't understand. It infuriates me. I'm mad.
I'm sorry. I had a question because most of the time when you have a baby and you're released from the facility, the first thing they inquire about is a car seat.
That's right. That's right. You don't leave that house. That's right.
And the next thing they do is they check to make sure that you know how to use it. So now I'm a little bit perplexed, like confused just a little bit.
She said that they had not adjusted it since the baby came from the hospital, and at that time the birth weight was 4 pounds.
Right, exactly.
So the hospital, may have done their part.
Right.
It was the parents who neglected to, as the baby. First of all, what happened to 5, 6, 7, 8? Like how? Like what about all the other pounds?
Right. Right.
When the baby got to 6 pounds, we didn't adjust the car seat.
Yep. That's right. Where was the growth process and the movement as this was going on? That's why this is so hard to believe. Because when you when you first got in, like has been said, this was probably perfect. Perfect. Starts at this weight. This is we'll give you the initial adjustment. That's probably the way it comes packaged. Okay, this is the way it needs to be for you to put the baby in it. But again, I asked the same question in my brain. As the baby got to be bigger, did you have to put a snowsuit or a coat on the baby, or what was the weather like? That's what I'm like, clothes on top of the increased weight. So the baby is not just getting bigger, but maybe did you have to put a little jacket on or sweater on, which increases the amount of space that's being utilized between the strap and the child. And you're like, well, where's the neighbor? How many of us have just stopped the person we didn't even know? I'm so sorry for bothering you. But we're in a supermarket. And we're like, you know what, I'm so sorry. I know you might be busy, but would you mind just helping me with such and such a thing?
Yep.
What happened to just the survival mode? That's what I don't understand. What happened to the survival mode? Right. The survival mode that says, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to ensure my baby is okay. If we, like Elder and our teacher said, if I got to walk with the baby in my arms because we just can't get this situated, how many times have those of us who are mothers, something wasn't going right, and we just went to plan B. I'm not doing that no more. We're just going to have to do this until.
That's what mothers do. That's what makes you a mother. It's you finding ways. It's your ability to problem solve. That's what makes you a mother.
That's right. And here you have the two brains put together. They can't figure out. You know what? Like Elder and our teacher said, listen, we're not going to even use this right now. Until we can get this adjusted, the baby ain't fitting up in here. And he said, I pulled the baby out this way or put it up in there that way. When you got to that point, it's time to just move on to the next phase and just go into your plan B. But I'm going to say this to all of you ladies. My question is, if you didn't work through this, what else was that baby suffering through? What was going on in the home that you weren't, making the proper, adjustment for with the child? What happened to the formula? What happened to the baby food? What happened to, what happens to the sleeping? It really makes you wonder what else was going on in this child's life that really these two could not get it together. So, it's so much to, again, everything is to the extreme these days. Nothing is mild. Everything is just, like, explosive. And this is where we are with parenting. And boy, this is such a sad situation. Thank you, ladies, for engaging you know, me helping to engage in this conversation. And I want to talk about our topic today. And when I saw this last night, I was like, oh, I love this. There are reasons why God might not be blessing your life. And when I saw this, I was like, oh, man. Woo, do we have this conversation as leaders? You know, when people are walking up on us and they're complaining and they're like, I don't understand why this is wrong. Or even your kids. You know, sometimes they're like, I don't get it. Why this is not working? And why isn't God allowing this to happen? And you think about, you know, just this overall situation, but you break it down into, you know, bits and pieces for the individual to understand. So today, I want to take this time, ladies, to break this thing down and help people understand why God might not be blessing their life. So we want to start with, you haven't asked for the blessing. Come on, Elder Natisha, get us started.
I mean, I think my first mindset, my first thought went to spiritual blockages, right? Because I think that's really what we're, like, it's not as black and white as one may assume, because we understand that God is a merciful God, that God is a God of grace, that it is not by our works that we can earn the blessings of God. And so when we start having to cancel, you know, all of those things out and identify the character of God, it leads us to this idea of spiritual blockages. And one of the spiritual blockages that I've been able to identify is when we put our will above God's will.
I got to back you up. I need you to walk with me here, because we're coming to that one in particular, but not yet. We're starting with, okay, you haven't asked for the blessing.
You haven't asked for it?
Right. The one of the reasons why you have not received the blessing that you're looking for is because you haven't asked for the blessing.
So, yeah, pray. I mean, if you're not praying, then, you know, you're not opening up your mouth and really asking God for what it is that you want. The Bible says you have not because you act not. So, you know, our ability to recognize that we have a Father that we can go to, asking for what it is that we desire, and if it is in alignment with His will for our lives, then He will, you know, allow it to be so. So, but the first step in that is that we open up our mouths and that we ask for what we want that's in alignment with the spirit of how He desires to bless us.
All right. Lady Tamika, you know, it says the first thing they're focusing on is the fact that you haven't asked for the blessing.
I think sometimes what we do is we make the assumption, you know, well, God knows. He knows what I need, you know, and with that, we base our movement. So since He knows what I need, I don't have to ask. You know, but just like, you know, I remember in my childhood, there were some things, you know, as I was going into adulthood that I needed, you know, and my mother knew it, you know, and she would say to me, well, why didn't you just ask? And I was like, well, you were supposed to give it to me, you know, and sometimes in that, you know, we still have that mentality that, you know what I need, so why not do it? And you know, again, what's the wrong in asking your Father? He knows all about you. However, you know, sometimes we don't get what we need because you simply just haven't asked.
All right. Pastor Kim, what's this, you know, what the component of asking for the blessing is, how essential?
It's very essential because, you know, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You know, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. You know, so, yes, it's important, you know, that we ask the Father what it is that we, you know, we petition him. You know, we go before the throne of grace and ask. You know, there's a saying that closed mouths don't get fed. You know, so sometimes when you don't simply open up your mouth and petition God and ask your daddy what it is that you want, then, yes, the Father knows what we need have need of, and he knows our heart, you know, but sometimes we simply just have to, in prayer and in our our communicating with the Father, just ask him. You know, just ask him. Like she said, we have not because we ask not. So obviously he wants us to come to him and ask him for those things that we desire. You know, come to him, and, you know, and our prayer life is our relationship with God. And when we go to God in prayer and ask him for those things, you know, that we desire, then it gives God great pleasure in giving us the desires of our heart. He said if we be willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. You know, but you're not going to get the good of the land. You're not going to get anything. Everything is on a condition. So that means that if we want something, we have to do something. It's just like faith. Faith without works is dead. You got to work the faith. Amen. By asking God for the job, or asking God to bless you with a husband, ask God to give you, you know, a new home. Ask God to give you a new car. Ask God to save you. Ask God to deliver you. You simply have to ask him.
All right. Oh, we are moving on to, you may not get the blessing because you might be asking with the wrong motives. Lady Tamika.
I was going to say that on the last round, so I'm glad I didn't. But even the word of God itself, you know, it says a lot of times what we do is we ask for something and we ask amiss, you know, or it's self-written, you know, bless me, you know, and not necessarily looking at the whole component. Sometimes what we need or what we think we need may not necessarily be for us, you know, and we'll find that that happens when God answers and his answer is no, you're not getting it. You know, maybe you're not equipped for it. Maybe you're not ready, but God will tell you.
All right. Pastor Kim. Your motives are off. You asking, you praying, but the right angle is not there.
Absolutely. You know, we have to make sure that our motive and our intent when we ask God for something is right, you know, because you could be trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, and asking God to give you this, you know, because Sister Cornbread or Sister Watermelon got it, you know. But that's why it's important that when we're praying sometimes that we should say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, if it's your will for me to have this, you know, when you're asking God for something, you know, Lord, what is your will concerning this thing that I'm asking for? Lord, you know, I want my motive and my intent to be right when I'm asking you for what I'm asking you for, because God's timing, you know, timing has a lot to do with the things that we ask God for as well, you know, because God's timing is perfect, you know, and we want to be in God's perfect will.
All right. You ladies are stepping all over my stuff here. We're going to run out of things. Wrong motives, Elder Natisha. Have you ever asked God for something and you realize later that he didn't give it to you because the motive was off?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when we ask God for things, again, and out of our own understanding, right, out of our limited understanding, and just out of our own wants and desires, as opposed to yielding those things before God, then, you know, that's when we're asking for things and the motive could be self-serving. It could be selfishness. It could be, you know, just really based upon what is going to be best for you without thinking about how it's going to impact or affect, you know, other people. And if you do get that thing, what does that mean? So if the motive is that, God, I'm asking you to bless me and my family so that we can prove the doubters wrong, You know what I'm saying? I think the motive in that is the thing that God is judging. It's the heart. It's the heart posture, right? If we say, God, bless us so that we can glorify you, we can show forth your glory in the earth, that's different than say, bless me so that I can prove my hate is wrong. Bless me so that I can walk up in here on Sunday and have them all looking at me and let them see. They thought I was down, but I'm not. You know what I mean? All that stuff.
Right.
This culture. Started from the bottom, now we're here. You know, all that kind of
stuff.
Those things, they sound good, right? They're part of the culture, and they sound good. But the motive behind it, like, it doesn't bring God glory. And when God blesses us, the purpose of the blessing is that God would be glorified.
You know, when you said it, Elder Natisha, I thought about how many times people have said that. You know, well, you know, I pray to God this also because, see, I need to let her know that God is in my pocket, not hers. Oh, Lord.
Right.
And make you say, it's like, you're like, do you hear what you say? You can't manipulate God. You know, like,
right.
You can't be manipulative and God is in your pocket, it ain't in there. And
yeah.
How did we get here? You know, so it really begs to wonder. It leaves you scratching your head a whole lot of times. Oh, my goodness. Here's one that I really liked. Pastor Kim, you may not be getting that blessing because there might be unconfessed sin in your life.
Well, amen. You know, one thing I do know about God is God's ways are not our ways, you know. And God is not like man, you know. A person might not do something for you because they feel like, I ain't giving her this because of whatever their personal reasons might be. But one thing that I do know about the God that we serve, God is sovereign, you know. God is faithful. You know, and God is a prayer answering God, you know, and one thing that I know is that favor, they say favor ain't fair, but when you have favor with God, God say he will withhold no good thing from us, you know, that walk upright before him. So when we are putting ourselves in alignment for God to bless us, he will bless us. You know, exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But sometimes we have to make sure that we are in place and in position to get the things that we desire of God. Because, yes, he will give us the desires of our heart. But some things, again, that's back to that condition. If you act what you will, if you are walking upright, if you are keeping his commandments, you know, all of these things are on a condition. So we just want to line ourselves up so that we can get the blessings that God has for us, because what God has for me, it is for me. But again, I want to feel like I'm worthy of the blessing and do what is right and in the perfect will of God.
All right. Elder Natisha, we're talking about that unconfessed sin in your life that prevents you from getting that blessing you've been asking or you need.
Yeah, and that's one of those spiritual blockages that I was referring to, because confession confession means that you acknowledge. That's really what it is. It's not that God doesn't already know. It's your ability to confess it to God as a form of acknowledging it and asking God to deliver you, to save you, to sanctify you, to purify you from it. It is your ability to be conscious of it instead of allowing it to exist and allowing it to be. Because what is unconfessed, it's two things that happen. Either you want it there, you wanted to stay, you know, and that
because
you're not yet willing to let it go, or it's just simply that you aren't in a relationship with God, that intimacy is not there for you to acknowledge that I already see it, I already know it exists, and I already still love you anyway. So come on and give it to me. You don't have to try to hide it from me because you can't hide from me.
Right.
I'm God. You can't
hide
from me. So just hand it over to me so that we can move this blockage out of the way and there can be a free flow in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There can be a free flow in your life. And that's where, you know, the blessings of the Lord come in, and they make us rich and add us no sorrow. And God is so wise and so careful with us that he understands that if I try to bless you on top of your blockages, more blockages. It creates more problems in your life. And so God is so wise that he'll say, no, I want you to confess your sin to me. I want you to acknowledge your sin. Let's move that blockage out of the way so that we can have a flow. You can be a filter of my grace. You can be a filter of my love, a filter of my finance blessing, and not just let it all get stuck and blocked in you.
All right. Lady Tamika, that unconfessed sin, those things that hinder our prayers from being answered. Uh-oh. We lost Tamika. I guess she'll call back in. You know what? We have a comment from our listeners. So while we wait for Lady Tamika to get back on, we'll take that comment. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm okay. What you got for us?
Hey, a listener just sent in. He's waiting for us to humble ourselves and ask him. He knows what we need, but he wants us to realize that we can't do it without him.
Amen. Thank you so much, listeners, admitting your thought and your comments. Thank you so much. Thank you, Shantice.
You're welcome.
All right, we got our Lady Tamika back with us. You're back with us, Lady Tamika?
Yes, I apologize. I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. We got unconfessed sin that hinders our prayers from bringing answers. We don't get that blessing.
So that unconfessed sin is kind of like a weight. Galatians 5 and 19 starts off saying the acts of the flesh are obvious. So, you know, God knows what you're doing. And a lot of times what we would rather do is just to continue to pretend as though it's not there. And unbeknownst to us, it creates a weight. So, you know, it's one of those things where, no, I'm good with this. You know, I'm going to struggle through this. At one point, it's just your shoulder that's bothering you, you know, in the spirit realm, and you just ignore it. Now, all of a sudden, it's your arm, and you're ignoring it, you know, as opposed to giving it to God. Because in the Word, it says, the yoke is easy. You know, you rather just pretend as though it doesn't exist when in actuality you're causing issues to yourself. Not only that, you're afflicting, you're oozing on someone else the issue that you have yet to confess. And why not give it to God so that he can heal you? And once you've been healed, then you can heal your brother and sister.
Amen. I like this one too, because I don't think a lot of people think about this one. Elder Natisha, you're being directly impacted by someone else's sin is the reason why you can't get your blessing.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh. Yeah. No, watching our connections and who we are associating with is so important. I mean, the Old Testament reveals a number of stories.
and implications about, you know, sin being in the camp and the entire camp being impacted because one person took that they weren't. They went into war and they were supposed to just go in and utterly destroy what the work for them to do. But instead, one person took something that was supposed to have been destroyed and left, and the entire camp was impacted. We must watch our connections and watch. And I think the reason for this, because some will look at that story, and there are many theologians that talk about that story, and some will look at that story and say, how is, you know, God a just God? Like, those are some of the theological conversations that I love. Because when you look at things like that, you would question, how is God a just God if one person's sin impacts the entire camp? And I think the reason for that is because sin is something that travels, right? Sin is indicative of the evil that lurks around. And so if it's allowed to be present in one area of your life, it'll show up in another part of your life. If it's allowed to dwell in one part of the family, it'll show up in another part of the family. That's where generational curses will come from. So, no, we've got to kill it from the root, and we've got to disconnect any and everything that promotes sin or has sin as its main way of thinking, its thought. Someone's sinful thoughts, they communicate with you, and you are open because you trust that person, and now you take on those sinful thoughts. No, you've got to disconnect, and you've got to cut it at the root.
You know, Lady Tamika, we studied, you know, this is infectious. It's infectious. Sin is infectious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now, you know, we don't think about the fact that we might not be getting our blessing because, you know, we're directly impacted by somebody else's sin.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought?
Oh, that is definitely true. You know, you feel that, oh, well, it's just my situation. You know, my situation is my situation. No, but, you know, there's often that topic that birds of a feather flock together. You may not necessarily do what they do. However, the seed has been planted. So, you know, once they've told you what it is that they engage in or what they like or whatever the situation is, it's in you, you know, and whether you acknowledge it or not, you've already been affected. You know, and sometimes the things you look at, the things that you listen to, especially if they tell you, oh, watch this reality show. Now all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself on a regular watching it. It's not just one time. Now you're watching it. You're having conversations about it. You know, and before you know it, you've put an eraser on certain areas. Oh, this is fine. This is fine. This is fine. And everything becomes acceptable. You've opened yourself up to an area that was not ordained for you, and now you're causing issues to yourself. And so not only to you, you know, those people, other people that you engage with, watch how quickly it spreads. You know, it's funny because evil things spread real, real quick. But if I say something about the word, if I start, you know, engaging about conversations, people start turning away. And so why not do it the other way around? Start spreading God's word. Start spreading love. Love is just as infectious. Spread it and watch it go around.
All right, all right. Pastor Kim, you know, I remember saying in my house, you know, okay, so everybody's supposed to contribute something. Now, listen, don't be messing up. Because if you mess up and you lose your job and you can't contribute, now that's jacking all of us up. Now we all paying for your sin at the end of the day. We don't realize how other people's lifestyles and sinfulness affects our blessings at the end of the day. What's your thought?
Well, I just think that it's always important that we always do what we know is right. You know, always continue to lead by example and be a good example in love and in purity. You know, just let our motive and our intent be right. You know, just always do the right thing, you know, because, again, you know, God sits high and he looks low, and he knows all things, you know. So, you know, you know, like they the saying, one bad apple can spoil the bunch. You know, you just don't be that bad apple. You just be that one that will always be a good example and do what you know is right.
All right, all right. Someone touched on this a minute ago. God's timing is different than ours. So, you know, that might be the reason why you don't see your blessing at the time that you think you should get it. Lady Tamika.
A lot of times we, you know, we want that blessing and we want it now, you know. And sometimes you're not mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually ready. You know, God knows all about you. You know, you get this new car and, you know, you're all excited about the car, but there are so many things from point A to point B that you didn't think about. Insurance, you know, payments, you know, your other bills, you know, other things that take place, you know, on a daily basis. You know, you got the car and now you can't function, you know, you can't take care of things, you know, and they end up pulling your car because you weren't ready. You know, and so a lot of times you won't get that thing because God knows all about you. He sees the future. He knows every attachment person, you know, that you'll ever engage in. And sometimes you're just not ready. And so as opposed to you struggling, trying to pay payments or take care of, and we're not even always talking about things. Sometimes they're intangible things that God doesn't give you because you're just not ready. He knows all about his child. So as opposed to having you struggle all the more, he says, no, not right now, baby. You know, or sometimes he just is completely silent and you're waiting on a response because you're just not ready.
Amen, amen. Pastor Kim, you know, there's the saying, God's delay is not his denial. Sometimes that timing isn't coinciding with God's timing.
Amen. That's so true. In Ecclesiastic, it says, to everything, there's a time and there's a season. And we have to be in the timing of God because sometimes, you know, what we might want, you know, prime example was how I desired for a bigger and a nicer home. And I kept praying and I kept saying, Lord, why? What's taking so long? I'm doing your will. I'm doing everything that you have called me to do. But nevertheless, you know, I had to be patient, you know, and understand that God's timing is perfect. And when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. But even our addition is not God's addition, and his timing is not our timing. Our ways are not his ways. So it's so important that we just understand that, you know, God's timing is perfect. And now that I see that even when I, at that time when I wanted something to happen, I kind of understand now why it didn't, you know. And sometimes we, when we reflect back and we say, wow, God, I remember I was praying and I was asking you for this, and now I see why you didn't let me get a church building because you knew that the pandemic was coming, you know. Wow, you know, I would have been stuck with a building trying to pay the note for it, you know, trying to, you know, the people not able to come into the church. So now God will allow you to see certain reasons why you couldn't get the things that you asked him for. So it's just important that we know that he's an on-time God. You know, he might not come when we want him to, but he's always right on time.
Amen, amen, amen. Elder Natisha, the timing might be off. God's timing says then, yours says now. That's why you don't get that blessing.
Yeah, no, I think one of the most important lessons that God teaches us is how to wait. And it's not that God is a cruel God. It's not that, you know, he wants to just, you know, delay it. But I think he does want us to break free from this idea of instant gratification. And I think that, you know, part of the process that we all have to go through is the process of waiting, learning how to wait on God. Because in the waiting, God is developing things in us. And so it's not that he's not going to bless us.
The Bible tells us that he wants to bless us. It is his desire to bless us. It is his desire that we would be the head and not the tail. It's his desire, right, that we – he calls us his royal priesthood, his chosen generation, his chosen people. So it is not that we are not a blessed people, but there is work that needs to be done in us in order to kill the impact of our humanity so that we can grow more spiritually. And I think when we understand that, that the waiting, the you know, trusting God, that although you want it right now because you're deeming this as an emergency, God is saying, this is not an emergency. Everything's going to work out the way I intend for it to work out. And even if it doesn't look like how you thought it should go, I promise you that by the end of this, you're going to see that my way was better. So, you know, just hold out. And know that if there is a delay, if God has you in a season of waiting, it is because he is doing a work in you. And the waiting season is beneficial to your spiritual growth, to your spiritual maturity. And it is after the process, in due time, in due season, God will release what he always intended for you.
All right. Here's one that I definitely want to touch on. He is blessing you. You just don't notice it. Pastor Kim, we're going to start with you.
Amen. You know, sometimes we need to know and understand what a true blessing is. You know, sometimes we think a blessing, you know, got to be something monetary or whatever, you know, but the first blessing that we already received was we woke up this morning. You know, somebody didn't wake up, you know, we're breathing, we're walking, you know, we might not have everything that we want, but we have the main things that we need. So we really need to understand what a true blessing really is.
Amen. Elder Nitesha, you know, we've received the blessing already. We just don't even notice that we've received it.
Yeah, man. You know, when you start taking this into consideration, because we're focused on, right, the major things. We're focused on the financial blessings. We're focused on, you know, the shelter over our head, right? We're focused on, you know, some of these major things. I mean, and the truth to the or desiring more or desiring better, and that's usually where our focus is. Our focus is never on, like, let me just pause and let me just take a look at everything that is around me right now and just bask in this moment, because you could be living in a duplex between the fifth and the sixth floor. Right? So let us thank God. Let us thank God.
All right.
For the blessing that we have. Let us pause and look around and not think about what we desire, what we want, what we wish it was, but let's just pause and just take a look around you right now and begin to thank God.
All right. Not nice insert, Elder Nitesha. Nice insert. All right. Nice insert. Lady Tamika, you got the final word today, you know. I always say, you know, listen. The blessing is right in our face. We just don't see it.
And I want to thank Elder Nitesha, you know, because now it just brought revelation to me. That was Brother Man on the fifth floor. Thank God. But honestly, whenever we start getting to that point, I always say, look at the small things. You woke up this morning. You have the ability to breathe on your own. Somebody is in a hospital right now that needs to be turned every 2 hours. You know, someone else is, you know, has, if you've ever seen anyone wearing one of those oxygen masks, you know, you got to carry that thing from one place to another. You know, the fact that you have your mobility. Yeah, you might have some aches and pains, but the fact that you can actually get up on your own, you don't need to be assisted to get up, to move, you know, or utilizing the bathroom, you know, getting up to use it yourself, you know. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to little things, you know. We focus on those great things, but it's the little things sometimes that sustains us. You know, and God is so awesome, you know, and if you don't believe that, you know, think about something as small as a headache. That will ruin your whole entire day. But God blesses you, and he sustains you, and he keeps you. And yes, there are some days that are rainy, that are not always sunny, but the fact that he's overlooking all of it, and it doesn't rain all the time in your life. There's not a storm every day of your life. And even if there is a storm, God is so gracious that he keeps us in the eye of the storm. He protects us from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the middle of all chaos, he has the head that's built above and around you and keeps you safe in the midst of it so that you've gone through this. He's taken you through that so that you'll get to the very next thing. And yes, at this moment, it may be a little rough, but I ask you and I implore you to push on, continue to press, because knowing that God is your keeper and sustainer, trust me, you'll get out of it.
Amen. Amen, ladies. You have, all, as always, done a wonderful job relaying to God's people, you know, what may be the reasons why God might not be blessing you. And we thank you, and we pray you have a blessed day.
Have a wonderful day, ladies.
Thank you, too.
Is it Tamika's?
All righty. We have our Pastor Sharlin coming up next with our Faith Over Fear segment. Let's say good morning to Pastor Sharlin. Good morning, Pastor Sharlin.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you, my love, today?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing well.
All right. Well, we have, you know, we're talking about the things that might be preventing us from getting that blessing. And one of the factors is you haven't asked in faith. You know, you ask, but you haven't asked in faith. How does that work for us, Pastor Charlotte, in your Faith Over Fear segment?
Well, because sometimes we are asked for something, but we're scared and we won't trust and believe that God can do it. We are just talking it and saying, well, I want this. But when you don't believe and trust him, you don't give him room to be able to bless you with it. We have to be able to stand on his word and know that he is, and he will be able to supply your needs or whatever the situation is. He always make a way out of no way. He always can show you that he loves you, that he is with you through it. And so therefore that even in your not of having the faith of thinking that, then you blocking your blessing. But when we come to God, we have to come to him and know that we know that he will make a way. He will do it. You know, and just being able to walk, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So therefore, you walk it. When you finish giving it to him and all to him, know that it's already done. Already be able to set it up, whatever the situation is. Already walk like you have the victory. You know, already walk like you know that, okay, well, I asked God for a house, and using a house as an example. You know, and it don't even have to be that big. But I asked him for a job. Here we go. Let's do something really simple. Asked him for a job. So therefore, I know that I asked him for the job. So I'm going to go out here. I'm going to get my clothes together. I'm going to make sure that I have my hair done. I make sure that whatever the job is or the things that I might need, walk like you have it. Go buy that briefcase and know that God, but you got to have the faith and know that believe it. And even if it's not at that moment that it'll be that job, thank him for, even if they say no, because that might not be the job that he have lined up for you. But if you keep walking and don't believe and don't trust, then how can he show you? Because he always show up and show out. So therefore, even in the mix, when you think that he's not listening, when you think that he's not there, when you think that it's impossible, he's going to show you what he can do. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. So even in your not you fearful, push your way on through it. Push your way on through it. You know, don't stay in that spot. Push your way through it. Know that he will do what you ask him for. Continue to keep on going through it. And know that you are blessed. Know that you are blessed. There's some things that you know you be praying for, you know, and you might not see it today. But that don't mean that it's not coming. You'll see it down the line. I know there's many things that I have asked the Lord for, had conversation, years later it'll show up. But then he also showed me at that time, you wasn't ready for that. You wouldn't have been able to handle that. Why? Because spiritually your mind wasn't there. You wasn't with me like you are with me today. So I thank God. Would I mess it up back then? Yes, I would have. So I thank God. So keep on pressing forward and know and trust it and believe it. When you finish praying, stand up, know that you got the victory, and know that it is all things are possible in God's time, not in yours. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for that faith over fear ministry that you got going on, and we pray you have a blessed day. Thank you.
You do the same. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right. Well, we've come to the portion of our day where we hear from someone who's not scheduled on a Wednesday, but they were just passing through, and they have something that they want to say, so I think I'll let them say it. Good morning, Brother Al.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Everything is good. I'm blessed. The Lord touched me on the shoulder and said, get up! So I got on up.
All right. You have something you want to say today?
Yes, sure. I sure do. You know, we want to celebrate a birthday like we always do. And like I said, I can't sing, but I can rap. So I want to get this birthday tribute going to Lady Tamika. And it goes a little something like this. Lady Tamika, you're up next. It's Brother Al. I'm glad that we met. You bring a lot to the table 4 days a week. The Due Time crew, we love to hear you speak. From your Monday morning jingles to your birthday songs, guess what? The list goes on and on. You're a godly woman who put God first. We love to hear you quote a Bible verse. So keep doing what you're doing, and don't you dare stop. Keep striving and praying until you reach the top. The Due Time crew, we got your back. I love you, and that's a fact. You're no longer my girlfriend. You're my future wife. I'm thankful that God has put you in my life. So once again, happy birthday to you from Pastor Steph and the Due Time crew. Happy birthday, Lady Tamika. May God bless you to see many, many more.
Very nice, Brother Al. Thank you so much for that birthday tribute and shout out. And we pray you have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. Well, we want to say a hearty and a loud happy birthday, Lady Tamika! Well, since we have your co-laborers on with you today, we're going to give them an opportunity to just say a little something. Let's start with Pastor Kim because I know she's got to get out of here. Pastor Kim!
Hey, friends, happy birthday, and many, 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 many more to come. I pray that the Lord will bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. You are blessed. You are highly favored of the Lord. This is your day to shine, so let go and let God just bless you and give you your heart's desire. This was a perfect topic to be speaking on today because you are so deserving of every blessing that God has for you on your special day. I love you and be blessed. Enjoy.
Well, Pastor Kim, you hung up last week before Lady Tamika was able to make her announcement. So I'm going to put her back on so she can share her announcement with you because you were already gone. Lady Tamika, you got something that you want to tell Pastor Kim?
I do indeed. Last weekend, weekend before last, my dear, whom I love so much, proposed to me, and I said yes.
You keep married?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, we wanted to share that with you, Pastor Kim.
Oh, my God. I'm so, so happy. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. Y'all know I be getting into work at like 8:30 so I could do our prayer. And so that's why I had to get off, you know, sometimes I be, you know, running in the doors, peel on with you guys. But I am so sorry that I missed, oh, my God, that wonderful news. But I'm getting it on your birthday, so congratulations. I mean, it's your time and it's your due season to reap what you have sown. So I am just excited for you. I am elated, and I have to be there for the wedding.
Yes, definitely.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Kim. And I wanted to make sure you knew that because when you visited, you did ask. And when Tamika made the announcement last week, you weren't on. So I was like, okay, we got to catch her. So thank you so much for your birthday shout out to our lady,
Amen.
Tamika. And we pray you have a blessed day, Pastor Kim.
I will. And again, thank you so much for sharing that wonderful, wonderful news because you must know that I have been praying that the Lord will bless you, the two of you, to be married. That was so in my prayers and in my thoughts, you know. But I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming because marriage is honorable. It is honorable in the sight of God. And two is always better than one. And I know the two of you are just so, I mean, you already seem like your husband and wife. So just to make it official, it's going to be wonderful. And I know the timing of God, again, is so perfect. And it is definitely time. And when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he obtains favor with the Lord. So I just pray God's blessings and his favors upon the two of you. And I'm so excited. You've made my day. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed one.
You too, babe. Talk to you also.
Thank you. Okay. Let's get your other sister in Christ, Elder Nitesha. You have an opportunity to give a shout out to our Lady Tamika today.
Yes. Happy birthday, sis. I love you and appreciate you. Thank you for your kindness and your generosity, for just extending yourself and showing yourself friendly, showing yourself sisterly. I don't take for granted the moments and the times that you've just picked up the phone to call and say, I don't want nothing, just calling to talk to you, just calling to see how you're doing. Those are sentiments that really come from a pure and godly heart. And things that we often just deem as super small and we don't really give any credence to, but make big impact. So continue being you. It is my prayer that this season of favor just comes with open doors and that everything that you need for your wedding, everything that you desire and hope for your future is at hand, and that the manifestation of everything you've been waiting for, it is now due time season. So I love you and pray God's continued blessings upon your life, sis. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Nitesha, for your birthday. A shout out to our Lady Tamika. Pastor Charlene, it's on you.
Happy, happy, happy birthday to my sister.
I love you so much, sis. I'm going to have a great and wonderful time. If you don't want to do nothing today, that's your business. Do you today, my love. I thank you for pushing me, and you know what I'm talking about, of keeping me on point. Amen. And I just thank God for your life. I thank God for him putting you in our lives. Amen. And just being a blessing to me personally and our conversations and things that we have talked about. I just love you, love you, love you. Enjoy your day. And I'm going to stop before I start coughing again. I love you, sister.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for your birthday shout out. Where's Vivian? Vivian, if you can call back in, please do so. In the meantime, Shantice, the mic is yours.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Thanking God for your life, allowing you to see another year. Definitely thanking him for allowing me to be able to have a relationship with you. Thanking you for the phone calls and the prayers. You know, anytime God put it on your heart to reach out, you never hesitated. Thanking you for being yet another woman in Christ that I can look up to and admire, and just so happy that you are able to enjoy your birthday before it came. And now that it's here, thank God you can enjoy your day, like Pastor Sheldon said, whatever you choose to do that God allows you to do. And he says it's for you to do today, just praying that you can just relax and enjoy. You work very, very hard, and thanking God for this day for you. And I love you, and happy birthday.
All right. Thank you so much, Shantice, for your birthday shout-out. To Lady Tamika, I just sent you something. Giving God thanks for this opportunity. You know, we don't have a great big opportunity to tell one another that we love one another, that we salute one another, that we appreciate one another. And again, we're so happy for the next level of your life. And I deem it an extreme blessing to have you as a part of, you know, our daily ministerial group. You know, you have come on and you have, you know, really blessed our lives. We can always look forward to getting a good word from you, a solid word from you. Whenever I ask you, you never hesitate. You and I have our own private conversations. We have our private sessions, and it's a pleasure to watch you grow. So we continue to salute you today. We love you, and we pray that God continues to bless your life abundantly, and that all that you ask for, because it would be in his in his will, and because it would be what he already wants for you, that you would bask in his blessings. We love you dearly. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for sharing and being a blessing in our lives. All right. So we are going to take this quick moment that we have left, and we want to hold hands and hold hearts and give God a word from all of us today as a unit. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for just touching each and every one of our lives this morning to be able to say amen. Amen. It is here. It is done. Amen. We lift up Tamika before you, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for what she's been able to do, not only for the listeners, but for each of her crew members, God. And we ask you, God, to bless her life abundantly. We ask you, God, to just give her the desires of her heart as she walks in the way of obedience. In your will and your way, we pray that Brother Al would be the blessing to her that he is designed to be. And we're grateful that she's been able to find love at even at this time in her life, which I'm sure that you have groomed her for. And we thank you, God, for, you know, what they're embarking upon, and we ask that you bless every step of the way that they go and that they would both turn their lives to you. Lord, we thank you for each and every due time crew member, dear Heavenly Father, who is with us today, who's with us each and every day of the week, God. We thank you for being able to share space on this platform, God. We're able to sing of your praises. We're able to minister together. We're able to rejoice together, God. And we're thanking you, God, because for no other reason we would be joined together. We wouldn't even know one another if it weren't for this particular platform. So we thank you, God, that you have found another way, oh, to bless our lives. We're talking about, you know, getting those blessings today and what hinders those blessings, God. But we thank you for this particular blessing, dear Heavenly Father, that we are able to hold hands and hold hearts together and walk as one, dear Heavenly Father, and be a blessing to one another. Thank you for our listeners, God, who fuel us, who help to make it easier to minister and do what you have called us to do, God, whether they're here in the United States or whether they're across those 48 countries, that you have opened the door and the window of opportunity to sing of your praises and to give them a word each and every morning. We thank you, God, for choosing us. Thank you, God. We understand that you didn't have to do it. Thank you, God, for tapping us on the shoulder and choosing us to walk in your will and your way and to preach your gospel. And we pray, God, that we are doing what's pleasing in your sight, that we are really, really just blessing your kingdom here on earth. And we thank you again for all of your love, all of your kindness, all of your goodness. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, I love, we got one more. Let's say good morning to Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning and happy birthday, Tamika. I just like to say that Tamika, you are an inspiration to me. You know, I know everybody has said a lot of things, but you are an inspiration to me. I appreciate all that God does through you and for you. I say keep up the good work. Keep on allowing God to order your steps, for you know that the steps of a good man is ordered by God. And you know what to do. You know what to say. And I thank God for you. You have proven to be a friend. You know, he that wants a friend must first find himself friendly. You have found yourself friendly. And I appreciate you, and I love you, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for that quick shout-out, Pastor Kale, and we pray you have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hold on. There's a message here. All right. A happy birthday from the listeners, Lady Tamika. The listeners are sending you a shout-out via Shantice, and they want you to know that they love you and they appreciate you. And keep on doing what you're doing. You're blessing many lives, and you will definitely get that blessing in return. We are so happy to be able to share time together and to be blessed. You know, we're talking about the things that could keep us from being blessed today. And I love to be able to go on the opposite side of that. And we're shouting out and we're saluting Tamika for her birthday. And it's just an indication of how God is blessing us. You know, we don't know when we're going to be blessed. You know, I always say when I talk about Tamika, how, you know, she was just a listener, like most of you were. you know, just listeners. I may have had you come on once or twice or whatever, but as you kept coming on to listen, you became a part of the crew. And it's a blessing. We all have all been a blessing to one another. And, again, this is proof that we don't know when we're going to walk into that blessing. We don't know, you know, the last thing I said was, you know, we're already blessed and we just don't see it. And look at what we're talking about today, how we're blessed by our fellow crew members, how we're blessed by the listeners, how we're just abundantly blessed, like some, you know, one of the ladies said, just by waking up this morning, by God choosing us to wake up this morning because somebody did not wake up. So look at how blessed we are. We give God thanks for each and every opportunity we get to see our blessing. Because a lot of times we're so busy complaining, we don't see the blessing. A lot of times we can't see the forest for the trees. There's so much going on in our life that we can't see the blessing. You know, sometimes, again, we're standing under someone else's umbrella, and they are blocking us from being able to see the blessing. Well, today is a new day. All the things that have been presented to you that might be preventing you from receiving that blessing or might be preventing you from even noticing the blessing that you've been asking for. You know, I always say God always comes through the back door. You know, we pray and we get up from the prayer and we look to the left, we look to the right, we look up, we look down, but God comes through that back door and we don't even see that it's already here. How do we thank God? How do we thank God for the blessings that he pushes through? Oh, let's talk about the times when we shouldn't get the blessing, but he says, I'm going to bless you anyway. That even when some of those things that we talked about today is in play, but he still says yes. Oh, how blessed are we? So how do we say thank you? Well, first of all, we have to be obedient. If we're living life the way we want to live life and we are disregarding the word of God, then that's not saying thank you for God blessing us anyhow. Thank you, God, for blessing me anyway. And every single one of us can say that when we didn't deserve that blessing, he pushed that blessing on through anyway, because he shows us what he wants to give. That was said earlier as well. He wants to bless us. So there are times when we don't even deserve the blessing, but because he wants to bless us, he pushes it across the table anyway. And we're still disobedient. We're still ungrateful. We're still complaining. Well, let's turn that around today. Let's look at all the things that were presented today and say, you know what, God? I remember when I wasn't obedient. I remember when I didn't confess my sin. I remember when it wasn't good for me. But you blessed me and then you turned it around to work for your good. So now it was good for me. Ooh. Come on, come on, come on. Let's make today a new day of walking. Let's make today a new day of talking. Let's make a new day of saying thank you to God, unlike any other way we've ever said thank you before. We can't use them same old ways, that little tired, thank you, Lord. I thank you for letting me put my feet on the floor. Nah, we're going to increase that today. By being obedient, we're going to increase that today by sharing the love of Jesus in a way we've never done it before. We're going to say thank you today by ministering and witnessing to just one extra person today, because we want to show God how appreciative we are for all that he's done and all the blessings that he gives us, seen and unseen. When we were worthy or unworthy, let's make sure we get that done today. And that's the way we're going to show God that we're ready for him and his future blessings.
You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew for coming through big time, as always. And I want to thank you, listeners, for just being a part of our morning and just helping us to praise and serve God. Please, please, choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, if God spares our life, where is Therapeutic Thursday? Oh, I love you. Enjoy your birthday, Lady Tamika.